And joining us with what it says in this morning's papers is Ronan Kelly.
While pictures of the Ukrainian president meeting the US president are everywhere in the papers, the headline in the Irish Daily Mail maybe tells us better than most the position the country is in this year compared to last. It's over a photo of a Christmas tree in a square in Kyiv. And the headline reads, "The debate raging across Ukraine. Are Christmas trees a waste of power or a joyful rebuke to Putin?" The Irish Times interviews a Ukrainian grandmother living here with her grandchildren who says they worry that Santa won't know they're here. One wrote, "St. Nicholas, I'm in Irlandia. I'm not at home." The front page headline in the Irish Examiner is, "Schoolgirl fourth to die from Strep A." And beneath that, the paper says one community is mourning the death of a local fourth class girl from the bacterial infection. Three driving stories make several papers. The Irish Daily Mail says that the Court of Appeal has decided that if someone is convicted of careless driving causing death, they shouldn't face a mandatory driving ban if it's their first offence. The Irish Daily Star reports on a court case in Ennis following an incident where one car had what the court heard was a glancing blow from another car. Specifically, the two wing mirrors hit off each other. The judge said he was satisfied there was no significant impact. He awarded the two plaintiffs €8,000 and €11,000 for injuries. The same court report appears in the Irish Independent, which in its main front page story features a report of another insurance claim arising out of a traffic incident. According to the paper, a High Court judge has rejected the claim that two plaintiffs suffered serious physical and psychiatric injuries from what the judge called a tip from behind in slow-moving traffic. The judge said the allegations in the case wasted Garda resources and put an additional strain on the struggling health system. The solicitor for the plaintiffs told the Irish Independent that he was shocked at the vehemence of the judgment. The so-called wee reshuffle of the cabinet has a few noses out of joint. The Irish Daily Mail uses the word spurned to describe the position of a couple of Fine Gael politicians, while another Fine Gaeler, Charlie Flanagan, says the reshuffle was ageist. In the Irish Independent, the 66-year-old TD says that the reshuffle doesn't reward experience and wisdom. He echoes a call for quotas for older people and says, "Can anybody say the government wouldn't benefit from the practical common sense of Michael Ring?" More politics, and Naomi O'Leary has been doing some detective work in the Irish Times. She's been trying to find out where the Latvian Prime Minister got his Kerry accent, and particularly his use of that very Irish word, grand. After some digging, she discovered that when the Prime Minister was an MEP, for 10 years his seat was beside Kerryman Sean Kelly, and they chatted regularly. Naomi O'Leary also found out that Sean Kelly is still doing his bit on behalf of Hiberno English in the European Parliament. Just last week, one Austrian MEP asked him the meaning of the curse words beginning with B and ending with OCKS. He said he'd explain it to her. Only problem now is that she's going around using it.